Governor Rick Snyder staying out of presidential politics.
But not staying out of politics.
His political operation is picking Republicans to support in state races this year. I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics.
I'm just staying out of the presidential race, just like I have in the past, because I'm focusing on the state house and the Supreme Court Michigan races. As governor of Michigan, I view that as my priority.
Snyder there last week in Cleveland, where he met with Republican delegates, but he avoided the floor of the GOP convention.
He
certainly kept his distance from presidential nominee Donald Trump.
And fact check. Rick Snyder has not stayed out of presidential politics in the past. In the last cycle, he endorsed and campaigned for Mitt Romney.
But not this year.
Not this year.
Governor Snyder made a political decision to remain out of presidential politics, and he made a political decision to engage in Michigan politics.
Our famously, occasionally apolitical governor is trying to protect his state Supreme Court appointments and figures he's better off with a Republican majority in the state house, so he flipped on the money switch at his relentless positive action political action committee and donated to more than a dozen incumbent Republicans running in state house races.
Yeah, Snyder created that mouthful, the RPA PAC, last fall to try and get more like-minded Republicans elected to the state legislature.
And to collect some chits and build some loyalty in a state house that's not always been on board with his plans when it's come to things like infrastructure, road funding, and the Detroit schools rescue.
Now, these first donations are going to 15 House Republicans. Some are facing primary challenges. It's also going to two lawmakers who want to be the next House Speaker. That's if the GOP keeps its majority in November.
Rick Snyder, that politician who famously declared that he's not a politics-as-usual politician, is using that most standard of political tools, money, to make friends and influence events.
Yep, he's giving $1,000 each. That's the maximum amount that's allowed.
Now, the money is nice, but here's another question. Does the Snyder endorsement these days carry any weight?
Or maybe even hurt? If the polls are to be believed, Rick Snyder is not exactly popular with Michigan voters right now.
Not exactly. And Democrats will certainly use the Snyder endorsement against Republican candidates where they think it might hurt those candidates.
In fact, we've already seen that happen.
We have. But really, what choice does Rick Snyder have?
Yeah, he may or may not have much of a political future, but he is still governor for another 2.5 years.
If he is going to change the narrative on the successes and failures of his administration and carry out his agenda through the end of 2018, he's got to engage. It is a situation that calls for politics as usual.
I'll have the usual.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.